Following yesterday's storm, cold air has made a return to the Northeast. Temperatures this afternoon are running around seasonable levels, but it's pretty windy, with gusts at times up over 30 miles per hour, and that is making it feel much, much cooler than what the thermometer is saying. We've seen a blend of clouds and sunshine through the day, and just a couple of flurries and snow showers have flown through the air in some areas, but for most of us, it has been a dry Wednesday. Weather conditions remain quiet through the rest of the work week. We'll keep it on the cold side as well, so we're in a winter weather mode in terms of cold, so it's heavy coat weather over the next few days, but you should be able to leave the snow shovel in the garage. We're looking ahead to a cold night across the region. We'll see temperatures drop back into the single digits and teens. The wind will ease up a bit, so it won't be gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour tonight, but it will remain up enough that there will be a wind chill, and we're looking at wind chill values that will be largely below zero tonight into tomorrow morning. So the kids do need to bundle up at the bus stop first thing. And moving through the day tomorrow, it's going to be a colder day. Temperatures will only rise into the teens and 20s across the region. About low to mid-20s in the capital region. A lot of teens across the north country, a few spots south and southeast of Albany may hit the 30-degree mark. It will be on the breezy side tomorrow. Not quite as gusty as today, but it will be breezy enough that, again, we're going to be dealing with a wind chill. Quite cold tomorrow night as temperatures fall into the single digits. Could see a few spots go below zero. And then we're looking at another nice day on Friday. We'll see plenty of sunshine. With temperatures a little bit less cold than tomorrow, reaching into the 20s and low 30s across eastern New York and western New England. And then on Saturday, it'll turn even warmer than that. Temperatures in most areas will come up into the 40s, could hold on to some 30s in the mountains. An approaching storm on Saturday will increase the clouds through the day, and by late in the day into the evening, there is the chance for some mainly rain showers. At least that's the way it looks now. I will mention across the higher terrain, it may be cold enough for some wet snow, and some showers may linger into the day on Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, high 16 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold. A few flurries are possible, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, high 16 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, high 25 to 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy and cold, low 6 to 12, and tomorrow mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, not quite as cold, with highs in the 20s and low 30s, and on Saturday, increasing clouds, chance of late showers, possibly some snow showers in the mountains, with highs generally in the low to mid 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.